بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 37th session, book 2, Medina book. And today, inshallah, we finished last week lesson 23, right? Yeah, so inshallah today we're going to go to lesson 24. But before we go to lesson 24, now, let's see if you have any questions. Anything related to lesson 23, from the exercises that we did in lesson 23, any of the matters related to it. Remember last week, in lesson 23, we dealt with, number one, the Jam Mudhakkar Salim. And we dealt with, number two, the Uqood, which come under the same ruling as Jam Mudhakkar Salim. And then there were a couple other minor points, but that's the most important thing in that lesson, okay? So, what did we say about Jam Mudhakkar Salim? Who remembers something? What are the rules or something related to it? Jam Mudhakkar Salim. What do we mean by that? Naam. Sound, masculine, plurals. Naam. And what about it? I mean, we had it before in book one, right? Yeah. So what do we take now? What is the difference?
What is it? Marfu'un, it takes a while.
Okay, we said that the Jam Mudhakkar Salim, the sign that it's marfu'un, when it's marfu'un, it's not dhamma, but rather it's wow. Okay, so that Jam Mudhakkar Salim means that the word remains the same. Like you have Muslim, you don't really change the word. Mudhakkar Salim means that it's not broken up. The word is not broken, it remains intact. You just add to it waw and noon. So Muslim becomes Muslimuna. Kafir becomes Kafiruna. Mu'min becomes Mu'minuna. Like this. Okay? Muhandis, Muhandisuna. This is the Jam Mudhakkar Salim. So when it's marfu'un, it has waw. And that's what we had in book one. But now we saw that when it's, for example, majrur, or when it's mansub, then the sign that it's majrur, mansub is what? It's ya. So it takes ya and noon. So you say Muslimina, Kafirina, Mu'minina. Huh? A safha? We're going to go to the English in a minute. But right now we're just reviewing last week. No. This is from last week. From last week, okay? Also, we said that the uqood, the numbers, right, from 20 to 90. The number 20, ishruna, 30, Thalathuna, Arba'una, Khamsuna, Sittuna, and so on, up to Tis'una. We said that these numbers are similar in form to the Jam Mudhakkar Salim, because they also end with Waw and Noon. So the I'rab of them is the same as Jam Mudhakkar Salim. When they're marfu'un, they take Waw. When they're mansub or majrur, they take Ya. So you say Ishruna, Ishrina. Thalathuna, Thalathina. Okay, so it's Mulhaq. Or it takes, it's joined to it in its ruling of I'rab, the same as the Jam Mudhakkar Salim. Naam. And then, I don't know, we also had, what else? If you use, for the expression, neither nor, right? Neither nor. I neither ate nor drank. In this case, even though you are using the fi'l madhi, we could use the harf and nafyi, that's for mudari. If it's repeated twice, the negation, if it's repeated twice. Like in the expression, I neither did this nor that. Okay? You say, for example, ma akaltu, right? That's past tense, right? But if you wanted to say, I didn't eat and I didn't drink, then you will say, la akaltu wa la sharibtu. Okay? Normally with the madhi you use ma, and with the mudari you use la, but in this case, if it's a double negation, then you use la. Okay? So that's basically what we had last week. If there's no question about that, we're going to the new lesson, which is a very long lesson, and it requires a lot of any concentration. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. It requires what? A lot of concentration. Okay, a lot of focus. I asked you last week to go back. And when I asked you to do it, I hoped that you would do it. But I'm not going to ask you if you did it. Okay, I'm just saying that I did ask you to go back and look at the lessons that we had in numbers before. The numbers from 1 to 10, from 11 to 20, and so on. And the previous lesson that we had recently, 21, 22, 23, 29, like this to 30. The reason why I asked you to go back and look at that is because the rules for each set of numbers is different. And what happens is, you get confused between the different rules, and you can't do anything with it. Unless you get the rules, yani, clear in your mind. So what we want to do today, we want to go over the rules, the different sets of numbers. Rules for 1 to 10, rules for 11 to 20, for 19, and then the Uqood, 20 to 90, and so on. We want to go over all those rules, 100, 1,000, and we want to look at it from two perspectives. Number one, we'll look at the what are the rules for the adad, the number itself. What are the rules that we apply in different groups of numbers? What are the rules for the adad? And what are the rules for the ma'adud, the thing that's being counted, the numbered? Okay, so there are rules for the adad, and there are rules for the ma'adud. And we want to look at those rules for each of them, and then we'll go through the charts, inshallah. So first, what I want to do is, I want to go to the key, English key in the back of the book, but I want to go to the end of the key. I want to start in the end of the key, okay? So, we want to look at, it's not the end of the key. It's the end of the actual lesson in the Arabic part of the book. Okay, on page 165. Page 165 in the Arabic text of the book. 165 and 166. The end of this lesson. The Arabic text, not the key. Lesson 24. End of the lesson. At the end of the lesson, there are two tables that are extremely helpful in digesting and grasping the rules of the numbers. Okay? Page 165 and 166. Okay, let's look at page 166 first. This is the easiest part of it. Alright? Yeah, you have it? Okay, you have it, Abdul Karim? It's a different page?
Yeah, okay,
I'll wait. Yeah.
Right here.
161, Allah Musta'an. Alright. This is the end of the lesson, and at the end of the lesson, there are two tables that are given to us. The last table is on page 166 in our book, and maybe it's on page 161 or something in the Dar es Salaam publication. Yeah. Okay, so I want to look at the second table. Okay, it says, Ahwal al-Ma'dud. Ahwal al-Ma'dud. What are the conditions of the thing that is numbered? Okay, not the number, but the thing that we are counting, the numbered, the Ma'dud. Ahwal al-Ma'dud. Okay. We have number one, من ثلاثة إلى عشرة طلاب جم مجرور. Okay, we're talking about what? طلاب, the معدود. With the numbers from 3 until 10, the معدود is always going to be جم مجرور. Okay, so if you're looking at the معدود, with any number that you use, if the number is from 3 to 10, it's going to be plural. And it's going to be genitive. All the rest of the numbers, from 11 to 99, 100,000, all the rest of the numbers, the ma'dud is always going to be mufrad, singular. Only the numbers from 3 to 10, that's the only time you're going to see the ma'dud is plural. Only with 3 to 10. It's going to be plural and it's going to be majrur. Why is it majrur? What's the reason for it being majrur? Because mudaf ilay. Because the numbers from 3 to 10 are in idafa. Okay? The number is mudafun and the numbered thing is mudafun ilay majrur. Okay? So in case you forget, you know that the numbers from 3 to 10 are in idafa. So you know that the ma'adud has to be majrur. Now you got to remember is that for the numbers from 3 to 10, it's always going to be a plural ma'adud. It's always going to be a plural ma'adud. Any other numbers in Arabic language is going to be singular. Any other number, any other ma'adud in Arabic language is always going to be singular. Only, it's going to be plural only with 3 to 10. Okay, so that's the first rule. The second rule is from 11 to 99. Ahada ashara taliban. Ahada ashara taliban. From 11 up until all the rest of the numbers up until 99 is going to be mufrad mansub. Okay, we said that all the rest of the numbers are going to be singular. From 11 to 99 are going to be singular. And likewise, If it's 100 or 1,000, it's also going to be singular. But from 11 to 99, it's mufrad mansub. It's going to be singular, but it's going to be accusative case, mansub. Alright? And the third case is with the numbers 100 and 1,000. Miyatun and alfun. Miyatu talibin. Or alfu talibin. The ma'adud, talib, and any other ma'adud is going to be mufrad, okay, but it's going to be majrur. So this tells us then that the numbers from 3 to 10 and the numbers for 100 and 1,000 are in idafa. They're in idafa. You say alfu talibin, that's mudaf, mudaf ilay. But here though, with mia and alf, it's not going to be plural. As it is from 3 to 10, it's going to be singular. Okay? So this is, what they have in common is that they're in idafa. But in from 3 to 10, the number is going to be plural, gem, and 100 and 1,000, it's going to be mufrad, singular. Okay? As far as the numbers from 11 to 99, what they have in common with mia and alf is that the ma'adud is going to be mufrad, singular. But it's not going to be an idafa. It's not going to be majrur, it's going to be mansub. It's going to be mansub. So just try to think through it and try to remember that from 3 to 10, the numbers are in idafa. But they're going to be plural, majrur. The numbers for 100 and 1,000 are not, they are in idafa, but it's not going to be plural. So it's going to be majrur, but it's going to be singular. All the rest of the numbers from 11 to 99 are going to be singular, mansub. So most numbers that you're going to see are going to be singular mansub. Most of them are going to be singular mansub because everything from 11 to 99 is the ma'adud is going to be singular mansub. Okay, so it's incumbent upon you to memorize these rules. These are three rules here, and we're going to add one more rule to it, and that is the number 1 and 2. Because the first rule here is 3 to 10. So what's the rule for 1 and 2? Not and man'ut. Not and man'ut. Kitabun wahidun. Kitabun wahidun. So the relation between them is what? The number is a not for the thing being numbered. It's man'ut. Okay, the number is a not describing the thing that you're counting. You're talking about books, right? One book. So you say kitabun and you describe it with a number. Wahidun. Kitabani ifnani. So you know that you're talking about two books, you're describing it, when you use a number to describe it, you use a not. So you say kitabani, ithnani. Sayaratani, ithnatani. Okay, since it's a not, if the number, if the thing you're counting is masculine, the number has to be masculine. If the thing you count is feminine, the number has to be feminine, because it's a not. That's easy. It's a not. For 1 and 2, it's not and man'ut. For 3 to 10, it's mudaf mudaf ilayh. Jam majroor. For 11 to 99, it's not mudaf ilay, but it's the man'ut is going to be mufrad mansub. And for 100 and 1,000, it's going to be mudaf ilay majroor, but it's going to be mufrad majroor. Okay, so in any case, this discussion right now is just for you to start thinking about the numbers. How do they work? What's the relation between the adad and the ma'adud? Otherwise, you can just memorize it. From 3 to 10, it's jam majroor. From 11 to 99, it's mufrad mansoor. 100 and 1,000 is mufrad majroor. You can just memorize it. But if you want to think through it in case you forget, then just remember what's the relationship. Naat and man'ut, mudaf mudaf ilay, and the 11 to 99, mufrad mansoor. Naam. Tamyiz. Yani, if you say, for example, 11 books. Book is going to be mufrad, mansub. Why is it mansub? Because it's tamyiz. Tamyiz means the thing that identifies or clarifies what you're talking about when you say 11. When you say 13. 13 what? If somebody says to you, give me 13. You need some clarification. 13 what? That clarification is called tamyiz. Means you make clear, you mayiz, means to make something clear, to distinguish something from something else. So when you say 13, 13 what? 13 books. So books here is the tamyiz for the number 13, meaning it clarifies what you're talking about when you say 13. And tamyiz is always mufrad mansub. Mufrad mansub. Naam. Okay, so this chart right here is very brief and relatively simple. If you memorize that, wherever you get stuck, you go back to your rules. You have to memorize rules. There's no way really to master any science unless you memorize the rules. The rules have to be memorized. You have to memorize them. Now, once you start practicing with them, then it'll come natural. But if you abandon these numbers and leave them alone, you will forget them. Now, okay, we'll come to that, inshallah. We'll come to that. Right now, we're just looking at the ma'adud. Okay? The next chart, we'll look at the adad. And then the relationship between the adad and ma'adud. Right now, if you understand the rules for the ma'adud, okay, they have three rules here. The fourth rule that we're adding is the number 1 and 2. The three rules you have here is 3 to 10, 11 to 99, 100 and 1,000. If you understand those rules, even if you don't memorize them, if you understand them, you can always go back and look at it until you memorize it. Okay, let's look at the previous, the chart before that, and this will answer the question that you have, Ibrahim. On the chart before that, the previous page on 165, at the bottom half of the page, we have four rules there. Okay, the first rule is for the number 1 and the number 2. The second rule is for the numbers 3 to 10. The third rule is for the numbers 11 and 12, and the fourth rule is for the numbers 13 to 19. It's on the just before it. Just before. Yeah. Alright? So, they give us four rules here. For the numbers 1 and 2, the numbers 3 to 10, the numbers 11 and 12, and the numbers 13 to 19. Note that the rule for the numbers 1 and 2 is based upon the same principle as the rules for 11 and 12. That means, what do we mean by that? That the adad and the ma'adud are going to be in agreement, masculine, masculine, feminine, feminine. That's the rule for 1 and 2, and that's the rule for 11 and 12. Okay, except that 11 and 12 has two parts of the number. But both of them are going to be in agreement with the ma'adud, okay? So the rule for 1 and 2 is the same rule for 11 and 12, basically. Same principle. And the rule for 3 to 10 is the same as the rule for 13 to 19. In principle, it's the same rule. Okay? Okay, what's the rule for 1 and 2? Al-adadan wahid wathnan. The two numbers, 1 and 2, ala wafqi al-ma'adud. They are in agreement with the thing numbered. The two numbers, both 1 and 2, are in agreement, ala wafqi. Al-Ma'adud. They're in agreement in terms of gender, masculine and feminine. They're in agreement with the Ma'adud. So whatever the Ma'adud is, if it's masculine, the number has to be masculine. Kitabun wahidun. Sayyaratun wahidatun. Sayyaratun wahidatun. Masculine, masculine, feminine, feminine. So it's a knot, right? So the rule for 1 and 2 is like that. So they have a check there, meaning that the adad and the ma'adud are in agreement. That's what that check means at the end of the sentence. As opposed to the second rule, al-a'dad min thalathatin ila asharatin. The numbers from 3 to 10, ala aqsi al-ma'adud. They are in opposition. They are contrary to the ma'adud. And ala aqs means the opposite of. Ala aqs. Ala aqs means the opposite of. So the meaning of this is that the numbers from 3 to 10, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, are going to be opposite in gender of the ma'adud, the thing that is numbering. So if you're talking about books, for example, right, kutub, kitab is masculine, so the number is going to be what? It's going to be feminine. Thalathatu. Thalathatu kutubin. Thalathatu. You're going to use a feminine number with a masculine ma'adud, because the numbers from 3 to 10 are ala aqsi al-ma'adud, the opposite of the thing that is being numbered. Okay? So here they have an X, meaning that they are not in agreement. They are opposite. The adad is opposite the ma'adud for all the numbers from 3 to 10. Clear? Okay, third rule. This rule is for the numbers 11 and 12. Keep it in mind that the numbers 11 and 12 are the same as the numbers 1 and 2, right? Except that you have 10. Except that you have a 10 with it, right? So, al-adadan, the two numbers, ahada ashara, wathna ashara, these two numbers, ahada ashara, 11, and ithna ashara, 12, al-juz'an, the two parts of the number. It has two parts, right? Ahad is one part of the number, and ashara is the second part of the number. So this number, 11, is composed of two numbers, ahad and ashara. So they're saying here, al-juz'an, the two parts of the number, ala wifqi al-ma'dud. Both parts of the number are in agreement with the ma'dud. So if you have a masculine ma'dud, both parts of this number, ahad and ashara, also have to be masculine. If you have a feminine ma'dud, both parts of the number, ihda and asharata, both of them have to be feminine, in agreement with the ma'dud. So the two parts of the number are masculine if the ma'dud is masculine, and the two parts of the number are feminine. Both parts are feminine in agreement with the ma'dud. That's for 11 and 12. So in the same way that 1 and 2 are in agreement with the ma'dud in masculinity or femininity, so likewise, both parts of the compound number, 11 and 12, both parts of those of the number is in agreement with the ma'dud. Just like 1 and 2, 11 and 12 is the same. Except that 11 and 12 is a compound number. It has two parts. But both parts of it are in agreement with the ma'dud. Masculine, masculine, feminine, feminine. Both parts have to be masculine. Both parts have to be feminine. In agreement with the ma'dud. As opposed to the numbers from 13 to 19, the fourth rule, al-a'dad min 13 ila 19, al-juz al-awwal, the first part of the number, in this case the 3, ala aqs al-ma'dud. 3 is opposite the ma'dud. The ma'dud is masculine, you use the feminine number 3. So al-juz al-awwal is aqs al-ma'dud, opposite in gender of the ma'dud, والجزء الثاني على وفقه, is in agreement with the ma'dud. That's why they have an X and a check. The first part of that compound number is in agreement with the is in opposition to the ma'dud, and the second part of the compound number is in agreement with the ma'dud.
So the ashara is always on the same gender as the
ma'dud. The second part, the number that's closest to the ma'dud is going to be in agreement with it, and the number that's furthest away from it, the first part of the number is going to be opposite it. Huh? I can't hear you. Okay. Okay, what we're saying here is that for the numbers from 13 to 19, those are compound numbers. They have two parts, right? The first part is called al-juz al-awwal. Al-juz al-awwal, the first part. The second part is called al-juz al-thani, the second part. So the first part of the number, it says here, al-adad min 13. Notice that thalathata ashara. Thalathata is following min, which is harf jar, right? But it doesn't become kasra. Why is that? No. That's what I was hoping you would say. Not namdul min al-sarf. It's mabniyun. Mabniyun ala fatta. The compound numbers are mabniyun, except 12. The compound numbers are mabniyun, they don't change. It doesn't matter if it's the object of the verb, or the object of the preposition, or the subject of the sentence, or the khabar. It doesn't matter, it's mabniyun, it's always going to be fatta. Except the number 12, one part of it, the first part of it, is mu'arab, it changes. And the second part of it is mabniyun. We'll come to that, inshallah. Okay? So what we're saying here, we're saying that the numbers from 13 to 19, al-juz al-awwal, the number 3 from 13, the juz al-awwal ala aqs al-ma'dud. It is opposite the thing being numbered. Wal-juz al-thani, and the second part that's closest to the ma'dud, is ala wufqi, is in agreement with it. That's why you have an X here for the first part of the number, it's opposite the ma'dud, and then you have a check here, meaning the second part of the number is in agreement with the ma'dud. The X in the check means opposite and agreement. Okay, so what do we understand here? Just like the numbers from 3 to 10, the adad is opposite the ma'dud, right? So likewise, in the numbers from 13 to 19, the first part of the number, the 3, 6, 7, 8, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, just like the numbers from 3 to 9 are opposite the Ma'adud, the numbers from 3 to 9 in the compound numbers from 13 to 19 are also opposite the Ma'adud. So it's really the same rule. It's just that the first part of the number is just like 3 to 9, and the second part of the number is different. The first part of the number is opposite the Ma'adud, the second part of the number is in agreement with the Ma'adud. It's in agreement with the Ma'adud. So the numbers from 3 to 9 are always going to be opposite the Ma'adud. It's always going to be what? Opposite the Ma'adud. So from 3 to 9 and from 13 to 19, same rule applies. The 3, the 4, the 5, the 6, the 7, 8, 9 is going to be opposite the Ma'adud. The 10 part of that number is going to be in agreement with the Ma'adud. Alright, we're trying to think through this a little bit, okay? The reason why we're having this discussion right now, brothers, is because some people's memory are better than others. If you memorize the rules, you're good to go. But what if you forget the rule? Maybe your memory is not that good. You can figure it out. Logically, you can figure it out. If you really understand what's happening here. If you remember that the numbers from 3 to 9, they're opposite the Ma'adud, then the numbers from 13 to 19, same thing. The first part is opposite the Ma'adud. And that's going to be the same thing with 3, the numbers from 3 to 9, wherever you go through the number system. The number is always going to be opposite the Ma'adud. Alright? The only thing here is that we have a compound number. So we have two parts of the number. One part, from 3 to 9, is going to be opposite the Ma'adud. The second part is going to be in agreement with the Ma'adud. So the first part of the number is opposite, second part of the number is in agreement. That's why they have X and then check. Whereas the numbers 11 and 12, both parts you have check, check. Why? Because both parts of the number are in agreement with the Ma'adud. Okay?
It's like 1 and 2.
Now, just like 1 and 2, 11 and 12 is the same. Just like 3 to 9, 13 to 19 is the same. Except that 3 to 9, we're also including 10 there. But we're not going to have 10 here, okay? So we say 3 to 9. But that rule is applicable for 3 to 10. The rules for the numbers from 3 to 9 actually is applicable to 10. Also, now, okay, but we're dealing with the numbers from 3 to 9. That's what we're going to look at. The numbers from 3 to 9 are the same when they come in a compound number from 13 to 19. Alright, so for 1 and 2, they're going to be in agreement. The adad and ma'adud. From 3 to 10, they're going to be opposite. For 11 and 12, they're going to be in agreement. For 13 to 19, the first part is going to be opposite, and the second part is going to be in agreement. And we can add here, one more rule again. The rule for miyatun and alfun. The rule for 100 and 1,000 is like the rule for the uqood. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. The adad and the ma'adud never changes. Meaning, the adad remains the same no matter if the ma'adud is masculine or feminine. And when you say 20 students, right? You say Ishroon Taliban. If you say Talibatan, you still say Ishroon. You don't change the number. It doesn't matter if it's Taliban or Talibatan. It doesn't matter if the thing you're counting is masculine or feminine. The 20 is going to remain in its same form. It doesn't change because the Ma'adud is masculine or feminine. It remains Ishroon, Talathun, Arbaun. And the same thing with Mia and Alf. Mia remains in its form no matter if the Ma'adud is masculine or feminine. And Alf remains in its form, no matter if the Ma'adud is masculine or feminine. Okay, so what we're saying here about these numbers, the Adad and Ma'adud being in agreement, or being opposite of one another, that's not applicable to the Uqood from 20 to 90, it's not applicable to 100 and 1,000, rather, the number remains in its same form, no matter if the Ma'adud is masculine or feminine. You don't have to worry about looking at the Ma'adud. When you're dealing with 20 to 90, when you're dealing with 100 and 1,000, you don't have to look at the Ma'adud. It doesn't matter. If it's masculine or feminine, the number remains the same. So that's easy. Okay, that's easy. That's a giveaway. That's a free pass or easy pass or whatever you want to call it. Al-Taliban. But for here, though, we're going to say, it's going to, okay, the word, it doesn't matter if it's masculine or feminine, but with me and Alf, the number is going to be singular and it's going to be majroor. Because remember, the number for 100 and 1,000 is like the numbers from 3 to 10. They're on idhafa. So you're going to say alfu talibin or alfu talibatin. It's going to be singular, but it's going to be majroor. Good? All right. So that's what I wanted to do at first. I wanted to look at that first. So we could see the rules. Whenever you get stuck, you go back to these rules. Study these rules carefully. These two charts on the end of this lesson is what you need to master. If you master these two brief charts, four rules and three rules, and plus the rules that we added to it, seven rules or nine rules, Kalash, you got the number, the rules for the numbers basically. Almost everything related to numbers is in those two charts. I mean, there's a few more points, some side points now, but these are the main rules. If you got those rules, you're pretty much good to go. Alright, so that's the summary. Now the details. But it's always better to have a summary first, so you have the whole picture. You have a good picture of what it looks like. And now we go into the details and look at some of the finer points. Alright? Okay, let's go now to the English key in the back of the book. Okay, to look at some of the fine points that are contained within the rules that we just discussed. Inshallah, today we're just going to look at the rules. So you have a whole week to go over this and to start looking at, you know, the rest of the lesson. So the next week we can really get into the lesson. But today we just want to look at the rules. We want to try to make sure we understand the rules. I want to make sure that when you read this key, that you understand everything in it. When you read those charts at the end of the lesson, you understand actually what you're reading. Because if you understand it, you can study on your own after that. You can go by yourself. You can go on your own. You don't really need any help once you understand what's being presented here. So if you understand those rules that we just went over, and you go back and you can read them, whatever you forget, you can read it by yourself. And you can study it and memorize it on your own, as long as you understand them. So inshallah, I think it's clear. So now we're going to look at what they have written here in English key, which gives us a little more detail than what's in those two tables, but basically it's explaining the same thing, just with a little more detail. Okay, so we're looking at page 76, in the English key in the back of the book. English key for lesson number 24. Everybody have it? Okay, this key goes from page 76 to 79. So it's four pages. It's a lot. It's a lot of stuff. It's broke down into 6 points. And some points have many sub-points. Okay, so we take one rule at a time and look at its sub-points before we go on to the second one. The first rule that they give is related to the numbers. The rules regarding numbers, the adad. And the second rule are the rules related to the ma'adud, the things being counted. Okay, so first, the first rule is broke down into A, B, C, D, E, and F. Alright? So the first rule is all regarding numbers. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sub-points. All that is related to numbers. The second set of rules is regarding the ma'adud, and it's also broke down into subdivisions of, yani, 3 or 4 points, or a couple, 3 points maybe. Okay, so this lesson deals with numbers. All the rules about numbers mentioned before in previous lessons in book 1 and 2 have been put together here. We summarize these rules under the following headings. The first heading is number one, what? The rules regarding numbers. So all this is talking about is the number. After that, we'll talk about the ma'adud. Right now, we're talking about what? The number. The rules regarding numbers. A, the first rule we're talking about is for 1 and 2. The second rule we're going to talk about is 3 to 10. The third rule we're going to talk about is 11 and 12. The fourth rule we're going to talk about is 13 to 19, just like we did before. And then the fifth rule we're going to talk about are the uqood, 20 to 90 and 100 and 1,000. And the last rule is going to talk about mi'a and alf when they are muthanna, when they're dual. We didn't talk about that when we looked at the charts. So that's something that we didn't see yet, okay? First rule regarding numbers A. Wahidun, ithnani. One and two. These agree with the ma'adud and follow the ma'adud as adjectives. They agree with the ma'adud in gender, masculinity or femininity, and they follow the ma'adud. Instead of preceding it like 3 to 10, the number comes after the ma'adud as an adjective. So we said this is what relationship? Not and man'ut, or sifa and mawsuf. Okay, it's a not, so it has to follow the man'ut. Okay, so the number 1 and 2 is going to be in agreement with the ma'adud, and it's going to follow it as a not describing it. These agree with the ma'adud and follow the ma'adud as adjectives. For example, kitabun wahidun. Kitabun wahidun. Wahid is the number, is following the thing being numbered, is following the ma'adud as a knot for it. So kitabun is masculine, wahidun has to be masculine. And underneath that, the singular again, sayyaratun wahidatun. Sayyaratun wahidatun. Sayyara is feminine, so wahid has to be made feminine. So instead of saying sayyaratun wahidun, we have to say what? Sayyaratun wahidatun. Because it's a knot. So a knot, you remember the knot has to agree with the man'ut in four things, right? Has to agree with in what? In number, gender, i'rab. He said number. Al-ma'rifa and nakira. Indefinite or indefiniteness. Four things, right? So here we're talking about what? We're talking about in gender. It follows it as a knot, and it has to agree with a masculinity or femininity. The same rule is for the number two, ithnan. You say kitabani, ithnani. Feminine, sayaratani, ithnatani. Sayara is feminine. So, if you say sayaratani, you have to change the number ithnani to feminine. To what? Ithnatani. Ithnatani. So it follows it as a knot. Sayara is feminine, so the number has to be feminine. Sayara is dual, so the knot also has to be dual, because that's one of the things it has to agree with, and not only in gender, but it also has to agree with it in number. Alright, so this is the number one and two. The relationship is knot and man'ut. We have to make sure that the number follows the thing that's being numbered, and it has to agree with it in being masculine or feminine, and being it being singular or dual for the number one and two. And you know, we said before that it's not necessary to use the number in this case, because if you say kitabun, it's automatically one, right? Because if it's more than one, it has to be kitabani, or it has to be kutub, thalathatu kutub, or something like this. So when you see kitabun, you know it's one, but if you say kitabun wahidun, this is for what? Ta'keed, for emphasis, for ta'keed. You want to affirm, you want to confirm, you want to highlight that it's only one. This is for emphasis. Kitabun wahidun. Kitabani ithnani. Kitabani means two. But when you say ithnani, it's for emphasis. Emphasis. Damn, ithnatan. Sayaratani ithnatani. Okay, that's the first subdivision of the rules for numbers. Second, B, are the numbers 3 to 10. Thalathatun, 2. Asharatun. These numbers do not agree with the ma'adud. They do not agree. They are aks al-ma'adud. If the ma'adud is masculine, then these numbers from 3 to 10 must be feminine. And if the ma'adud is feminine, then the numbers from 3 to 10 have to be masculine. For example, thalathatu rijalin. Rijal is masculine, so thalatha is feminine. Thalathu Nisa'in. Nisa is feminine, so thalathu has to be masculine. Okay? The adad and the ma'adud from 3 to 10, we said they are opposite. And we also said that they are an idafa. But right now we're talking about gender. If the ma'adud is masculine, the number is feminine, and vice versa. That's the rule for 3 to 10. That what? The adad is opposite the ma'adud. C, the third subdivision of the rule for numbers, is for the numbers 11 and 12. The numbers 11 and 12. For example, we have Ahada. There's a printing mistake in my book. I don't know if it's in yours. I have Ahada Ashra. It should be Fatha, Fatha, Fatha. Ahada Ashara. No sukoon on the sheen. If you have sukoon on the sheen, it should not be a sukoon, it should be a fatha. Ahada ashara. Ithna ashara. Both the parts, yani the first number ahad and the second number ashara, both parts, al-juz'an, al-juz al-awwal wa juz al-thani, agree with the ma'adud in being masculine or feminine, mudhakkar or mu'anna. So you say, ahada ashara, Taliban. Remember, The numbers from 11 to 99, the ma'adud is going to be singular mansub as tamyiz. It's going to be a tamyiz for the number. So it's going to be singular, but it's going to be mansub. So we say, ahada ashara taliban. Because the ma'adud is masculine, so the number, both parts of it are in agreement with it. If it's feminine, talibatan, you say, ihda ashrata, with sukoon on the sheen. Ihda ashrata talibatan. Okay? The both parts of the number, juz al-awwal with juz al-thani, are going to be wifq, ala wifq al-ma'adud, in agreement with the ma'adud. The ma'adud is feminine, both parts of the number are going to be feminine. So instead of saying ahada, you say, the feminine for ahada is ihda. Instead of saying ashara, which is masculine, you say ashrata. Ashrata. Ahada ashara, ihda ashrata. With sukoon on the sheen. Likewise, for the number 12, you say ithna ashara taliban. Talib is masculine, so both parts of the number have to be masculine. Ithna and ashara. Ithna ashara taliban. But if the ma'adud is feminine, then you have to use feminine numbers, so you change ithna to ithnata, and you change ashara to ashrata. So it becomes ithnata ashrata talibatan. Masculine, ithna ashara. Feminine, ithnata ashrata talibatan. Okay, so what are we saying here? This third subdivision of the rule for numbers is that both parts of the number, for 11 and 12, both parts of the number are in agreement. Ala wafq al-ma'adu. They're in agreement. Both parts are masculine, masculine, feminine, feminine. Naam? Okay. The fourth subdivision are for the numbers from 13 to 19. Keeping in mind that the numbers 3 to 9, right? We said the numbers from 3 to 9 are always opposite. Adad is opposite the ma'adud. So in 13 to 19, a compound number, you have two parts. The first part is going to be opposite the ma'adud, and the second part is going to be in agreement. So we say here what? Thalathata ashara up to tis'ata ashara. The second part agrees with the ma'adud, the ashara part. The second part is in agreement with the ma'adud in masculinity or femininity. And the first part, the juz al-awwal, does not agree. It is not in agreement with the ma'adud. So you say, thalathata ashara taliban. Talib is masculine. So the first part is opposite. Thalathata, feminine. And the second part, which is nearest to it, is in agreement with it, ashara. And you can maybe, and you suggest to yourself, that the one who is closer is in agreement, and the one that is further is in disagreement. Huh? Yes.
Why is it
mansub? It's not mansub, it's mabniyun. The compound numbers from 11 to 19 are mabniyun. Mabniyun means the vowel on the end of it remains fatta no matter what. No matter if it's the mubtada in the place where it should be marfoon, or whether it's the object of the verb mafoolun bi, it should be mansubun, or it's the object of the preposition where it should be majroon. It doesn't matter how it came in the sentence. It's the mubtada, the khabar, maf'ulun bi, it doesn't matter. It's always going to remain as fatha. Because it's mabniyun. It's stuck. It's built upon fatha. It doesn't change. Alright? Except the number 12. The number 12, the first part of it, is not mabniyun. The first part is not mabniyun. It's mu'arab. And it can change. Okay, so we're going to see that, inshallah. We'll come to that. But basically, the numbers 13 to 19 are mabniyun. So that's why it's remaining as fatha. It doesn't matter how it comes in the sentence. Okay, it's going to remain. When we look at the details, we'll see that the number 12, the first part of it is not mabniyun. It's mu'arab, and the second part is mabniyun. We'll come to that, inshallah. Okay, the fifth subdivision of rules related to numbers are dealing with the uqud, the numbers from 20 to 90, and also dealing with the number 100, 100, mi'atun, and the number for 1,000, alfun. These numbers, ishroon, all the way up to thalathoon, arbaun, khamsoon, sittoon, sab'oon, up to tis'oon, thamanoon, tis'oon, these numbers do not change for gender.
And likewise, miyatun and alfun, they do not change for gender, masculinity or femininity. For example, you say khamsun muslimen, and you say khamsuna muslimatan. Khamsuna muslimen, khamsuna muslimatan. Doesn't matter if the ma'adud is masculine or feminine, khamsuna is going to remain in its same form. There's no masculine and feminine form for the uqood. Khamsun, arbaun, sittun, and so on. And the same is applicable to the number for 100 and 1000. So you say, mi'atu talibin. Mi'atu talibin, and you say, mi'atu talibatin. Doesn't matter if the ma'adud is masculine and feminine, mi'atu remains in its form. Okay? Don't imagine that mi'atun is feminine because it's opposite the ma'adud talib. Rather, it remains in that form with tarmabuta even if the ma'adud is feminine. Okay, so it's not in agreement or disagreement with the ma'adud, rather it remains in one constant form. Doesn't matter if the ma'adud is masculine or feminine. And this rule is also applicable to alf, even though they don't give an example here, but the rule is the same. If you say alfu mu'minin, for example, if you have mu'minatin, it's still alfu. Alfu remain the same. Alfu mu'minin, alfu mu'minatin. Masculine or feminine, alf remains the same. Alright, so mi'a and alf and the uqood from 20 to 90, they don't have any concern about the ma'adud. Is it masculine or feminine? They just remain in their same form. Huh? No, they're not mabniyun. They're not mabniyun, but I mean they don't change because the ma'adud is masculine or feminine. It doesn't matter. They are not opposite or in agreement with the ma'adud, rather they just remain in one form. They don't have a, like mi'atun doesn't have a masculine form, and alfun doesn't have a feminine form. It just remains in its form the way it is. No matter if the ma'adud is masculine or feminine, it remains the same. But these numbers, they are not mabniyun, because alf, it could be marfu'un. It could be mansubun, it could be majrurun, depending on if it came in the sentence. If it's the object of a verb, it's going to be mansub. So you're going to say alfa. Ra'aytu alfa rajulin, for example. Alfa, because it's mansub here. Why is mansub the object of the verb? If it was the object of the preposition, ila alfi rajulin. Okay, so it's not mabniyun, rather it's mu'arab. But it doesn't change its form in relation to the ma'adud being masculine or feminine. That's what we're saying here. Alf, alfu, al, not alaf, alf with sukoon on the lamb, alfu. Not taliban, talibin, majroor, mudaf ilay. Yeah, you can say 9,000, but we'll come to that inshallah. When we look at the numbers. Okay, now because now in this case when you start talking about 9,000, then now we're talking about the number 1,000. It is itself a ma'adud for alf. Okay. And then it's a number adad for talib. So this is something else. We'll come to that inshallah. We'll take it one step at a time, inshallah we'll look at that. How the number alf or the number mi'a, how it has two different purposes, that two roles that it will play in certain types of numbers. Okay, so what we have here as E, the fifth part, the fifth subdivision of the number of the rules related to numbers is the numbers, the uqood from 20 to 90, and the numbers mi'atun and alfun, that they don't change no matter if the ma'adud is masculine and feminine. The last subdivision of the rules related to numbers is F. We have the numbers mi'atan and alfan. Both of these are muthanna, dual, right? Mi'atan and alfan, 200 and 2000. When the ma'adud is mentioned, yani if you have mi'atan and the ma'adud of it is mentioned, or alfan and the ma'adud is mentioned, the noon of mi'atan, the noon at the end of the word, is deleted, it's omitted. So you don't say mi'atan, you say mi'ata, if the ma'adud is mentioned. For example, you say mi'ata rialin. Mi'ata rialin. Why is the noon deleted? This is the question. Alfa dularin. Why is the noon deleted from alfan in this case? Why is deleted from mi'atan in this case? This is the question that requires some careful examination of what we have studied in the past. It's mudaf ilay? What's mudaf ilay? Which one is mudaf ilay? Okay, realign is mudaf ilay. Naam, that's true. So what does that tell us? You're on the track. I mean, you're on the right path. You're almost there. Just a little, take it one step further. Remember we had in idafa, the mudafun never takes alif lam or tanween, right? So here, this noon in alfan and miyat and miyat. Mi'atan, the noon here is like in the position of tanween. So the noon is deleted when it's in idafa. So if the ma'adud is mentioned, it becomes mudafun and the noon is deleted. Okay? If it's in idafa, meaning that the ma'adud of it is mentioned, in that case, then you delete the noon. The same way you would delete the tanween of a word that was in idafa, in a normal word. It's idafa, just like you started to say. But I just wanted to take it a step further and say that it's the mudafun, because the mudafun never takes alif lam or tanween. If you remove the ma'adud, then the noon comes back. Then the noon comes back. Now, alright, so what do we have here? The last subdivision of this rule is mi'atan and alfan. When the ma'adud is mentioned, the noon is omitted. For example, you say mi'ata riyalin and you say alfa dularin. But if the ma'adud is not mentioned, then you say mi'atan and alfan, or mi'atain and alfain, because they are mufanna form. Tayyib. That's the rules related to numbers. 1 and 2, 3 to 10, 11 and 12. Remember the rules for 11 and 12 is like 1 and 2. And 3 to 10 is like the numbers from 13 to 19. And then we have the rules for the Uqud and Alfa Mia. And then we have the Dual for Mia, Mi'atan and Alfan. That's the rules for the numbers, basically. Okay, the next set of rules, number 2, is the rules regarding the Ma'adud. What are the rules regarding Ma'adud? We have the rule for 3 to 10. We have 11 to 99. We have 100 and 1,000, right? We had three rules when we looked at that chart in the end of the lesson, right? We had 3 to 10, we had 11 to 99, and we had Mi and Alf. And we added one more rule, right, for 1 and 2. We added one more rule for 1 and 2, Naat and Man'ut, right? They're same. The Adud and Ma'adud are going to be the same in gender. Alright, so look at the rules for Ma'adud. The first subdivision of this rule is related to the numbers from 3 to 10. As far as 1 and 2, we know what it is. It's Naat and Man'ut, right? So we're looking at 3 to 10. The Ma'adud of 3 to 10 is genitive and it's plural. So it's Jam Majroor. Plural and it's Majroor. Why is it Majroor? It's Mudawfun Ilay. So for example, we have Thalathatu Qutubin. Thalathatu Qutubin. So what are we saying here? The Ma'adud, it's going to be genitive because it's mudafun ilay, and it's going to be plural because the ma'adud from 3 to 10 is plural. Thalathatu kutubin. So the rule for the ma'adud for 3 to 10 is it has to be plural. And because it's an idafa, it's going to be majrur. The second rule, B, is the rule for the numbers from 11 to 99. The ma'adud for numbers 11 to 99. The ma'adud of 11 to 99 is accusative and singular. It's singular and it's accusative because it's tamyiz for the number. The numbers from 11 to 99, the ma'adud is going to be singular and it's going to be mansub. Tamyiz. And the last rule for the ma'adud is the ma'adud of mia and alf is genitive singular. Yani it's mufrad, singular, and it's majroor, genitive, because it's mudawfan ilay. So you say, for example, alfu Riyalin, and likewise you say Mi'atu Riyalin. It doesn't matter if the ma'adud is masculine or feminine. The important thing is that it has to be singular and it has to be majroor, and the number Mi'atu and Alfu doesn't change for a masculine ma'dud or a feminine ma'dud. But what's important here is that the ma'dud is going to be singular, mufrad, and it's going to be mudawfun ilayhi majroor. So those are the numbers, those are the rules for the ma'dud. Okay, three rules, and the fourth rule that we added for the numbers 1 and 2 is na'at and man'ut. Any question? Again, today we just want to go through the rules, right? It's a bit much. But as long as we understand it, we can always go back and review it. And that's the point. You have 1 week to go back and review. If we have a test next week, inshallah, everybody should get mumtaz. You got a whole week to study this simple stuff here. Alright, so everybody has to get mumtaz. If you don't get mumtaz, can't come back to class the following week. Tayyip. Okay, let's go to the third rule. The third rule. The third rule is in reference to the i'rab of the numbers. The i'rab of the numbers. Meaning, what will be the case ending of the number? Will it be marfu'un? Will it be mansubun? Will it be majrurun? What will make it majrurun? What will make a number majrurun? Okay. One of the things that will make the number majrur, if it's following a preposition, right? If it's the object of a preposition. What will make it mansub? Well, one thing that makes it mansub, if it's the maf'ulun bi, right? If it's the object of a verb. Another thing that makes it mansub is if it's the ism inna. Ism inna, remember ism inna? That was a long time ago, right? A couple of years ago. Ism inna wa akhawatuha. Inna wa akhawatuha. Naam. And khabaru kana also. Alright, so the adad, as far as the i'rab, it could be marfoon, it could be mansubun, it could be majroor, depending on how it came in the sentence. Is it the object of a verb, the object of a preposition, the ism inna, mubtada wa khabar, the fa'il, depending on how it came in the sentence, okay? So let's look at the i'rab of the numbers. First, the numbers 1 and 2. They are used as adjectives, right? They are not. For example, if a person says, عندي ريال واحد. ريال is مرفوع. So واحد has to be مرفوع because it's a not, right? Likewise, going down, if a person said, أريد ريالا واحدا. Riyalan is in this sentence is what? What is this i'rab? Mafulun bi, mansub, wa lamatu nasbihi fatha. So since wahidan is a not describing riyalan and riyalan is mansub, so wahidan has to be also mansub in i'rab. If a person said hadha al-qalamu bi riyalin wahidin, in this case also wahid is a not describing rial. And rial is majroor. Why is it majroor? Harf jar, B. So it's majroor, so the not describing also has to be majroor. So we're saying that the numbers 1 and 2, so far we're looking at 1, we're saying that its i'rab is going to be dependent on what it is describing, the man'ut. If the man'ut is marfoon, as in indi rialun, then it's going to be also marfoon, indi rialun wahidun. If the man'ut is mansubun, as in uridu riyalan wahidan, then wahid is also going to be mansub because it's a not. And likewise in the last example, هذا القلم بريال واحد. In this case, the man'ut is majroor, so wahid being a not must also be majroor. And now I have a question. What is the i'rab of al-qalam in the third example? Naam. Badal. A noun that is definite by alif lam following an ism ishara is badal. So in this sentence we say hadha is the mubtada and al qalam is the badal. And rial is majroor bi harf jar bi and wahidun is a not describing rial. Okay, that's for the number one. Number one, the i'rab is according to the man'ut that is describing. And likewise, for the number two, it's also a not. So its i'rab is going to be dependent on the word that it's describing. If the man'ut is marfu'un, then ithnan is going to be marfu'un. And if the man'ut is mansubun, then ithnan is going to be ithnain, mansubun. And if the man'ut is majrurun, then the number two is going to be ithnain majrurun as a not describing a man'ut. So we have three examples here. The first one, ithnain is marfoon. Andy, riyalani, huh? Oh yeah, that's right. MashaAllah, I didn't see that. Andy, it should be Andy, right? It should be a kasra instead of a fatha. Huh? Yeah, but this is a printing mistake. The person who wrote this is not an Arab. Okay, Andy, riyalani, ithnani. Andy, riyalani, ithnani. Okay, ithnani here is marfu'un. How do we know it's marfu'un? How do we know it's marfu'un? Okay, that's one way we know that the word preceding it is marfu'un. That's part of it. Okay, let's say this. Let me help you a little bit, okay? In this sentence, indi riyalani ithnani. Let's start with what Ibrahim said. He said something is the mubtada. What's the mubtada in this sentence? Indi is the mubtada? Riyalani is the mubtada. Riyalani is the mubtada muakhar, delayed mubtada. Because indi is a dharf. Remember, whenever you have a jawl majroor or a dharf, and the mubtada is not definite, then the khabar is going to come first and the mubtada is going to be delayed. So indi is the dharf, and the ya al-mutakallam is mudaf ilayhi. So this is the dharf muqaddam, and riyalani is the mubtada muakhar, delayed, because it's not definite and it's preceded by a shibha jumla. So riyalani is the mubtada and it's marfoon, and the sign that it's marfoon is what? That's the real question I asked you originally. What's the sign that it's marfoon? Dhamma? Huh? No. The sign that is marfoon, okay, is this a mufrad or a muthanna or a jam? Muthanna. What's the sign in muthanna? We just had duels. Alif is the sign, a word that's muthanna. If it's marfoon, the sign that it's marfoon is alif. The sign that it's majroor, mansoob is ya. That's why you have riyalan, riyalain, baytan, baytain. Baytan, andi, baytani, ithnani. Okay, baytan here is marfoon. The sign is marfoon is alif because it's a muthanna. The sign in the muthanna, the sign that is marfoon is alif. So really my original question was, ithnani, how do we know that it's marfoon? Because it's muthanna, and the sign of muthanna when it's marfoon, the sign is alif. So this alif in ithnani is an indication that it is marfu'un, because it is muthanna, dual. No, I'm saying that ithnan can be marfoon, can be mansoob, or it can be majroor. But if it's marfoon, the sign that it's marfoon is that it has alif. If it's majroor, the sign that it's majroor is has ya, ithnaini. Ithnaini. If you see ithnaini, you know it's majroor or mansoob. If you see ithnani, that means it's marfoon. So my original question was, how do we know that ithnan is marfoon? Because of alif. Because it's muthanna. The sign in the muthanna of raf is alif. That's my original question. It's ya, now. The muthanna, if it's majroor or mansoob, it takes ya. Alright, so we have indi, riyalani, ithnani. Ithnani is a not for riyalan. Riyalan is marfoon, so ithnan has to be marfoon. And the sign that is marfoon is alif in muthanna. Uridu, riyalaini, ithnaini. Uridu, riyalaini, ithnaini. Riyalaini is what? I'rab? Mansoob. It's the mafoolun bi mansoob. Alamatu nasbi ya. And ithnaini is a not for it, so it also has to be mansub. So you say ri'alaini, ithnaini. And the last example, هذا القلم بريالين اثنين. This pen cost 2 rials. Okay, اثنين is a not for ريالين. ريالين is مجرور because of the حرف جار B. So it's مجرور, the sign that it's مجرور is yeah, because it is مثنى. And اثنين is a not describing it, so it also has to be مجرور. ريالين اثنين. Okay, so what are we saying then? The إعراب of the numbers 1 and 2. The I'rab of the numbers 1 and 2 is in accordance with there, in the back. No, behind the curtain, behind the curtain. We're saying that the numbers 1 and 2, the I'rab of the numbers and 1 and 2, since they are not, the I'rab would determine the man, by, be determined by the man'ut. If the man'ut is marfoon, then the number 1 is going to be marfoon, and if it is mansub, the number 1 is going to be mansub, and so on. And likewise, the same thing with the number 2, it is a not. So depending on the man'ut, if it is majroor, then the number is going to be majroor. If it's mansub, the number is going to be mansub. This is the ruling concerning the i'rab of the numbers 1 and 2. Since they are not, the i'rab will be determined by the man'ut that they are describing. That's simple enough. For the numbers 3 to 10, what is the I'rab of the numbers from 3 to 10? They are regularly declined. What do they mean by regularly declined? They mean that they are mu'arab. Mu'arab. They are not mabniyun. That means they change, their case change from marfu'un to majhurun to mansubun, depending on how it came in the sentence. So how do we know what is the I'rab of the numbers from 3 to 10? We have to look at its position in the sentence. If it is the mubtada of the sentence, it's going to be what? Marfu'un. If it is the khabar of the sentence, it's going to be what? Huh? Marfu'un. Marfu'un. If it is the fa'il of a jumla fa'liya, what is it going to be? Marfu'un. And so on. If it's the object of a preposition, the number from 3 to 10 is going to be what? Majroor. If it's the object of a verb, mafoolun bi, the number is going to be mansoob. If it's the khabar of kana, it's going to be what? Huh? Mansoob. If it's the ism inna, tayyib. Okay, so the numbers from 3 to 10, they are regularly declined. That means they are mu'arab. They change according to their position in the sentence from being marfoon to mansubun, to majroorun. So here we have three examples. عندي خمسة ريالات. خمسة ريالات. Note that خمسة ريالات are مضاف مضاف إليه. And the معدود is going to be جمع مجرور مضاف إليه. Alright? عندي خمسة ريالات. We know the معدود is مجرور because it's مضاف إليه. But what about the عدد? What about the adad? How do we know that it should be marfu'un? Yes, you have a question?
Yes.
Before my question, huh?
I'm sorry.
No problem, it's alright. It might help you to answer my question.
Yeah, it says khamsa tu.
Now.
Are they supposed to be opposing gender?
Naam. The numbers from 3 to 10 are opposite. The adad and ma'adud are opposite. So ri'alatin is masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
It looks feminine. It's the plural of what word?
Oh, the
word is... Aywa, naam. Ri'al is masculine. Ri'al is masculine. Tayyib, good now? Okay, go on to my question now. Khamsatu. How do we know that it's supposed to be marfu'un? Because it's the mubtada, mu'akhar. Mubtada mu'akhar, delayed mubtada, because it's preceded by shibba jumla, zarf. Indi, khamsatu riyalatin. Next example, uridu khamsata riyalatin. Why is khamsata mansub here? Mafulun bi. Object of verb. Third example, hadha al-qalamu bi khamsati riyalatin. Why is khamsati majrur here. Harf jar. It's the object of preposition. Alright? So we know from this that the numbers from 3 to 10 are mu'arab. They change from marfoon to mansoob to majrur depending on its function in the sentence. Is it the mubtada? Is it the maf'ulun bi? Is it the object of the preposition? Okay, the next rule. In my book it has D, but it should be C. Should be C. Okay? These are the numbers from 11 through 19. Remember, the numbers from 11 through 19 are compound numbers. They are compound numbers. That means they have two parts. Al-Juz al-Awwal and Juz al-Thani. That's what we should remember from what we took already, what we discussed. That they have two parts. Okay, so we said about those previously, before we talk about what we're talking about here right now, we said about those numbers from 11 to 19, that they're divided into two groups, 11 and 12 and 13 to 19. 11 and 12, both parts of the number are going to be in agreement with the ma'adud, and 13 to 19, the first part is going to be opposite and the second part is going to be in agreement. That's what we said previously about the numbers from 11 to 19, right? Now what are we saying about 11 to 19? Now we're saying that the numbers, all of them, from 11 to 19, are mabniyun, indeclinable. Mabniyun. That means they remain unchanged. Except for the words ithna, 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 and ithnata. Ithna and ithnata. Remember I said that the number 12 is an exception to the numbers from 11 to 19. They're mabniyun except for the number 12. The number 12, the first part of it is mu'arab. It changes. The second part is mabniyun. It doesn't change. Okay, so with the exception of 12, put 12 on the side for now, we're saying that the numbers from 11 to 19 are mabniyun. Mabniyun ala fatta. They don't change from that. Doesn't matter if it's the object of the verb, object of the preposition, ism inna, khabaru kana, doesn't matter how it came. Mubtada, khabar, fa'il, it's mabniyun. You don't gotta worry about it. The numbers from 11 to 19, just go for broke. Don't worry about them. Unless you come across the number 12, then you have a problem. Alright, so what we're saying here, these numbers are mabniyun, they remain unchanged, except for ithna and ithnata. Yani the first part of the number 12. The first part of the two parts of the number 12. We'll come to them shortly. But before that, we look at the regular numbers. Yani the other numbers, 11, 13, 14, 15. For example, they give us the example, عندي khamsata ashara riyalan. Remember, 11 to 99, the ma'adud is always going to be what?
Singular
and it's tamyiz, so it's going to be mansoob. It's always going to be mufrad, mansoob. Mufrad, mansoob. Okay, 11 to 99. All the numbers from 11 to 99 is going to be mufrad, mansoob. Alhamdulillah, we're remembering what we discussed. Jayyid. But here, we're talking about the i'rab of the numbers. And we're saying that the numbers from 11 to 19, except 12, that they are mabniyun. That means they remain unchanged. No matter if it's marfoon, mansoob, or majroor, they remain mabniyun ala fatta. So, عندي خمسة عشر ريالا. Here, خمسة. What is its i'rab? It's the mubtada. And the mubtada is supposed to be marfoon, right? But here it is mabniyun. It's mabniyun because it's a compound number. Compound numbers are mabniyun. Alright? So, we don't take dhamma here, we say it's mabniyun, it remains as fatta. So we say, عندي خمسة عشر ريالا. And likewise we say, أريد خمسة عشر ريالا مفعول بي منصوب. But it's not fatta because it's منصوب, it's fatta because it's mabniyun على fatta. And the third example, هذا القلم بي خمسة عشر ريالا. It's in the place where it should be majroor, but we don't change it to kasra because it's mabniyun. So in every case, when it was the mubtada of the sentence, in the place where it should be marfoon, when it was the object of the verb, in the place where it should be mansubun, and when it's the object of the preposition, in the place where it should be majroorun, it remains unchanged in every situation or circumstance. This is the rule for the numbers from 11 to 19, except for the number 12. Only the words ithna and ithnata in the number 12. Only the first part of the number, ithna for masculine and ithnata for feminine, in the numbers ithna ashara for masculine, ma'dud, and ithnata ashrata with sukun on the sheen for the feminine ma'dud, only the first part of the number, ithna and ithnata, are declined, are mu'rab, like the muthanna, dual, like the muthanna. Because the number ithnan is like a muthanna, ithnan, okay? So, like the rule of muthanna, ithnan, in this case, the noon is deleted when it is murakkab, when it's compound with another number, the noon is deleted, right? So you have ithna instead of ithnan, and you have ithnata instead of ithnatan. Okay, the original number for masculine is ithnan, and feminine is ithnatan. Because it's murakkab here, then the noon is deleted. But because it is like a dual, in its hukum is like a muthanna, therefore it is like duals, it is mu'arab. Okay, if it's marfoon, you say ithna ashara, or ithnata ashara, if it's marfoon. But if it's mansub, you're going to say ithnatay, or ithnay ashara. Ithnay ashara, ithnatay ashrata. Okay, so the number, the first part of the number for 12, ithna, if it's majroor or mansub, you're not going to say ithna, you're going to say ithnay ashara. Okay, if it's feminine, instead of saying ithnata, you're going to say ithnatay ashara, like this. Or ashrata. The words ashara and ashrata remain unchanged. They are mabniyun. Just the first part of the number 12 is mu'rab. The second part is mabniyun, like the rest of the murakkab numbers from 11 to 19. Okay, here are some examples. Here are some examples. We're going to do the feminine side first because it's on the right. Because it's on the right. Endi ithnata ashrata rubiyatan. What does this mean? Endi ithnata ashrata rubiyatan. What does it mean? I have 12 rupees. What are rupees? That's a currency in India and Pakistan. Naam. Rupee. Naam. Endi ithnata ashrata rubiyatan. Okay, here ithnata, what is this i'rab? Mubtada marfu'an. The sign that is marfu'an is alif, because it is in the form of a muthanna. Underneath it, uridu ithnatay ashrata rubiyatan. What is the i'rab of ithnatay here? Mafulun bi mansub. The sign that is mansub, alamatu nasbihi? Ya, because it is mulhaq, or coming under the same rule of muthanna. And finally, third example, هذا القلم بثنتي عشرة روبية. Here, ithnatay is majroor by harf jar b. Sign that it's majroor is ya, because it comes under the rule of muthanna. Alright, that's for the feminine ma'dud. As far as the masculine ma'dud, instead of ithnata or ithnatay, we have ithna and ithnay. Andi ithna ashara riyalan. Ithna, the i'rab of ithna here is what?
I mean,
aywa, mubtada, muakhar, marfu'un, alamatu rafi'i, alif. Mulhaq bil muthanna. Because it comes in the rule of muthanna. Okay, second example, uridu ithnay ashara riyalan. Uridu ithnay ashara riyalan. The i'rab of ithnay here? Mansub. Mafulun bi mansub. Alamatu nasbihi ya. Yani mulhaq bil musanna. And the last example, هذا القلم بثنay ashara riyalan. And the i'rab of ithnay is majroor biharf ja b. Alright, so what we're saying then, in this third rule of i'rab of the numbers, yani the compound numbers from 11 to 19, we are saying that they are mabniyun. The numbers from 19 are mabniyun, means that the number itself, both parts of it, doesn't change. No matter if it's marfoon, if it's the mubtada, or it's mansubun, it's the maf'ulun bi, or it's majroorun by harf jar, doesn't matter. It's mabni and it doesn't change. It's always going to be ahada ashra or ihda ashra and so on. So it's not going to change. Thalathata ashra or like this. Thalatha ashra. It's not going to change. It's mabniyun. Except the number 12, the first part of it, ithna or ithnata, it's mu'arab. So it can change from ithna to ithne, ithnata to ithne. That's the rule for the numbers from 11 through 19. The last one on this page is the rule for the i'rab of uqood. 20, 30, 40, up to 90. They are declined. They are mu'arab, like the sound masculine plural. They are mu'arab. They are not mabniyun, they are mu'arab. Like the sound masculine plural, they come under the rule of sound masculine plural. As we mentioned when we in the last lesson, that the uqood come under the rule of sound masculine plural. If they are marfu'un, they take waw. They are mansub or majroor, they take ya. So you have, for example, a'indaka sittuna riyalan, meaning?
Do you have 60?
Yeah. Yeah, 60 riyals is not quite $60. It's like about, it's about $15.
Sorry.
Yeah. Taib. You multiply it instead of dividing it by 4, huh?
Yeah, I went about
not exactly 4, but yani rounding it off like that. A'indaka, huh? 375, right?
Yeah.
375. It's been 375 for as long as I can remember. It hardly... Subhanallah. See, all the money in the world is changing except the riyal. Saudi. It stays all the time. I can remember 30 years ago, 35 years ago, it was 375.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? That's in the government. They're making that stuff up, huh? Now, okay, عندك ستون ريالا, in this case, the i'rab of ستون is what?
It's مبتدأ,
مرفون, the sign that is مرفون, علامة رفعه, wow, because it comes under the rule of what? جم مذكر سالم. The second example, أريد ستين ريالا, in this case, ستين, the i'rab is what? First, it's maf'ulun bi, therefore it's mansub, and the sign that it's mansub is ya, because it comes in the rule of jam mudhakkar salim. The last example, hadha kitabu bi sittina riyalan, and sittina here is the object of the preposition bi majroor. Alright, so that's the rule for the uqood, the numbers from 20 through 90. That's relatively easy. It's just like jam mudhakkar salim. It's mu'arab. It changes depending on its position in the sentence. Is it the mubtada or the khabar or the fa'il or the object of the verb or the object of inna and so on, ism inna or whatever. Now, the next rule is related to the numbers 100 and 1000. As far as the i'rab, miyatun and alfun are declined regularly. Yani in the normal way, like any other noun, they change from being marfu'un to mansubun to majroorun. For example, مرتبه ألف دولار. مرتبه, his salary is ألف دولار, 1,000 riyals. In this case, ألف, what is its إعراب?
خبر.
نعم, مرتبه ألف, and دولار
is.
Not is only for the numbers 1 and 2. The numbers 100 and 1000 are like the numbers from 3 to 10 in being mudafun ilay, mudaf mudafun ilay. But it's singular majroor, alfu dolarin, singular majroor, murattabu alfu dolarin. So here alfu is marfu'an because it's the khabar, and the khabar is always marfu'an. And the second example, akhadtu alfa dolarin minhu. I took $1,000 from him. In this case, alpha, its i'rab is what? Mafulun bi mansub alamatu nasbi fatha. And the third example, ishtaraytuhu bi alfi dolarin. I purchased it for 1,000 riyals. In this case, alf is the object of the preposition bi majroorun. So we can see here that alf. And the same rule applies to mia. that it is mu'rab in the normal fashion, it changed from marfoon to mansubun to majrurun, depending on its case in the sentence. Both alf and mir work the same way, they're both yani mu'rab. The next rule, f, mi'ata and alfa. This is in reference to what? The numbers 200 and 2000, yani the number 100 when it is in the dual form, and the number 1000 when it is in the dual muthanna form. These are dual, muthanna, and are declined as such, yani just like any other muthanna. Yani mi'atun becomes mi'atani, and alf becomes alfani. Okay? And they can change. If they are in idafa, the noon is deleted, but they can change from being marfoon with alif to mansubun with ya, or majrurun with ya. So you say miyata or miyatay, alfa and alfay. Okay, the example they gave here, the first example, ujratuhu alfa riyalin. His wages are 2,000 riyals. The origin of the word alfa is alfan. From the word alf, the dual is what? Alfan. Like baytan, sayaratan, alfan, right? It's alfan, but because it's an idafa, and because it's an idafa, the noon is deleted, so it became alfa. It's muthanna. So if it's marfoon, it's alfa riyalin. But if it is mansub, as in the next example, ما يريد ألفي ريال. ما يريد ألفي ريال. In this case, ألفي is the مفعول به. منسوب. The sign that it's منسوب is يا, because it comes in the rule of مثنى. Because it is مثنى. مثنى. ما يريد, he does not want ألفي ريال, 2,000 ريالs. So ألفا, when it becomes the object of the verb, منسوب becomes ألفي. And likewise, if it's majrur with a harf jar, it becomes ya'malu bi alfay riyalin. He works for 2,000 riyals. Bi alfay. So the dual, remember, when it is mansub and when it is majrur, the sign that is mansub or majrur is ya instead of the alif when it is marfu'un. So the 200 and 2,000, the dual numbers for mi'a and alf, are just like any other dual. Yani, they work the same way. Alif indicates it's marfu'un, ya indicates it's majrur or mansub. And we're almost finished. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, you have a whole week to study this. I feel sorry for you though. Everybody's going to be busy doing other stuff. And when you come back to class next week, you're going to say, oh, it's Sunday. What happened? Labas. Okay, G. The numbers from 300 to 900. Okay, we had 100 and 1,000. We had 200 and 2,000. Now we look at the numbers 300 to 900. Thalathi miyatin. Tis'u miyatin. In these numbers, the word miyatin is majrur because it is mudafun ilayh. 300, 400, 500, 600, the word 100 is mudaf ilayh, majrur. So it's always going to be majrur. That's why you say thalathi miyatin, arba'u miyatin, khamsu miyatin, okay, because it's mudafun ilayh, majrur. In these numbers, the mudaf, the first part of the number, is joined to the mudaf ilayh in writing, meaning you write them as one word. The mudaf takes the case required in the sentence, meaning the first part of this word, it's mudaf ilayh, but you write them as one word. But nonetheless, even though you're writing them as one word, each part of that word has its own i'rab. The second part of that word, its i'rab is because it's mudaf to the first part of the word. So it's going to be majrur. But the first part of the word, it depends on how it came in the sentence. In the sentence, if it is the mubtada, it's going to be marfu'. If it is the object of a preposition, it's going to be majrurun. If it's the object of a verb, it's going to be mansub. Okay, so we actually have two words here that are mudaf, mudaf ilay, but we're writing them as one word. So don't become confused because you're writing them as one word. They are really two words, but you're writing them together. So each word has its own ending and its own i'rab. Normally the i'rab of a word is seen in the end of the word, right? But here we have two i'rabs for this word, because originally they're really two words, but they're written together. Is it clear? Don't be deceived by writing them together. They're really two words. And each one of those words has its own i'rab. The second word is mudafun ilayh. It's always going to be majrur. But the first word, it depends on its place in the sentence. What it's going to be. It could take either case. Okay? So that's why we're saying here what? In these numbers, the mudaf is joined to the mudaf ilayh in writing. But even though it's joined, it has its own i'rab. So the mudaf takes the case required by the sentence, depending on its place in the sentence, its function. Is it the mubtada or the khabar, the fa'il, ism inna or whatever. Maf'ulun bi, depends on its function in the sentence. So in the first example we have, عندي ثلاثو مئتي ريال. ثلاثو has its own i'rab. It's marfu'un, why? Because it's the mubtada. And miyati is majrur because why? Mudawfun ilay. And rialin is majrur because of what? Huh? I thought you just said it. I thought you said it. No, it's not a not. Mudawfun ilay. You was getting ready to say that. No. That's what I said. I thought you were saying it. Then, oh, you were saying it. Okay. And the ثلاثو مئتي is مضاف إلى ثلاثو and ريال is مضاف إلي to مئة. Alright, so you have عندي ثلاثو مئتي ريال. I have 300 ريال. The second example, أريد ثلاثة مئتي ريال. ثلاثة is the مفعول به منصوب. And مئتي is مضاف إليه مجرور. ريال is مضاف إلى مئة also مجرور. اشتريته بثلاث مئتي ريال. نعم. Okay, ثلاث here is the object of the preposition B, so it's مجرور. مئتي is مضاف إليه مجرور. ريال is مضاف إلى مئة مجرور. And نعم, that's enough. طيب, note, there's an important point here. Note here, note that ثماني مئتين. We didn't see the number for 800, right? ثماني, note, 8 is always a problem. 8 is always a problem. Remember the number 8, be careful with it. The number ثماني مئتين is originally ثماني مئتي. It's originally ثماني with a ya. But this ya has been omitted. It has been deleted. So the noon of ثماني in this word remains unchanged. It remains unchanged. It doesn't matter if it's the mubtada of the sentence or the khabar or the fa'il or ism kana. It doesn't matter. Because the ya has been deleted from thamani, the noon in that word, it remains kasra. That kasra is to indicate that the ya has been deleted from it. Okay, it's to indicate that the ya has been deleted from it. So that kasra there is telling you that even though it's marfu'un, you're going to leave a kasra to let you know that a ya, which is elongating that kasra, has been deleted. So we're going to keep the kasra as kasra because the dhamma actually, if it was marfu'un, the dhamma should go on the ya that was deleted, not on the noon. Are you with me? Okay, the original word should be thamani. If he was going to put a dhamma for marfu'un, it should go on the ya. But the ya has been deleted. It being marfu'un should never affect the noon in that word, because the noon is not the last letter of the word. The last letter of the word is really a ya, and the case ending should go in the last letter, not on the noon. So that noon remains constant as kasra, no matter if it's marfoon or mansoob or majroor, it remains constant. Why? Because the vowel of the i'rab goes on the ya, not on the noon. And the ya has been deleted. So we're not going to change the noon because of the difference in the i'rab. It's clear? So remember with the word thamani, doesn't matter the i'rab of the sentence, even though the thamani could come in a place where it should be marfoon, but we're not going to change the kasra on the noon. We're not going to change the kasra on the noon, but rather it's going to remain unchanged, constant. And we're going to see it, inshallah, as we go through the numbers in the lesson. The ya, if it wasn't a compound number, it would be tamani. You would hear the ya, but because it's compound, the ya has been deleted, so it's going to be cut short. It's going to be tamani mia. Now, okay. Finally, number four. Rather, there are six. Number four says the word alf may be a number and a ma'dud at the same time. Somebody asked a question earlier. I said we're going to come to it. The word alf may be a number, and it may be a ma'dud at the same time. What do we mean by that? For example, 3,000 riyals. In this expression, 3,000 riyals, 3,000 riyals. Alafin is first a ma'dud for 3,000, right? It's the ma'dud for 3,000. What are you counting? You're counting thousands. 3,000. So it's a ma'adud. Secondly, it's a adad, a number for the ma'adud riyalin. So in reference to 3,000, it's the ma'adud. In reference to riyalin, it's the adad. So in this expression, alaf is both a number and it's also a numbered. It's both a adad and it's a ma'adud. It's the ma'adud of 3,000. And it's the adad for riyalin. Is it clear? Wadih? That was your question earlier, right? No, somebody asked in the beginning of the class about something about alf or something.
Maybe.
Okay.
So then the last two was in
adad. Thalathatu is the adad, right? It's the adad. And alaf is its ma'adud. Because you're saying 3,000 of something. So 3,000 is the adad, and alaf is the ma'adud. And because the numbers from 3 to 10 are in the dhafa, right? And the ma'adud has to be plural majroor. So we take alf and we make it alaf. Alaf is the plural of alf. And it's majroor because it's mudhaf ilayhi. After that, you're saying 3,000 what? 1,000 riyals. So in this case, 1,000 now becomes a number, and rial is its ma'adud. Now, the second example is Sittata Ashara Alfa Riyalin. Sittata Ashara Alfa Riyalin. 16,000 riyals. Okay, in this case, Sittata Ashara is a compound number, so it's Mabniyun, right? So it doesn't matter if it's Marfoon or whatever, it's going to remain the same. Sittata Ashara. And Alf in this case is, what is the Arab of Alf here? Is it maf'ulun bi? Where's the verb that is the maf'ulun bi? Huh? In reference to the number sittata ashara. Is it mudhaf ilay? Remember the numbers. These are compound numbers, right? From 11 to 19. We said that the ma'adud for it is in what case? We said that it's mufrad mansoob. Mufrad mansoob, because it's tamyiz. So in this case, alf is the tamyiz for sittata ashara. It's the tamyiz for it. So it's mansoob. And at the same time, it's the adad for riyal. So it's the ma'adud for sittata ashara, and it's the adad for riyal. So it's both, in this case, an adad. It's the adad for riyal, right? Alf riyal. And it's the ma'adud for 16. Sittata Ashara Alpha. The reason why it's mansoob is because it's the tamyiz. Because the numbers from 11 to 19 are going to be mufrad mansoob. The third example is Thalathun Alpha Riyalin. 30,000 riyals. Thalathuna Alpha Riyalin. Okay, in this case, thalathun is from the uqud, right? And we said that the ma'adud for the uqud is always going to be singular, mufrad, mansub. Singular, mufrad, mansub. So alf here is singular in this case because it's the ma'adud for uqud, one of the uqud. So it's singular and it's mansub because the ma'adud for the uqud are singular, mansub. So it's the ma'adud for thalathun and it's the adad for riyal. It's the ma'adud meaning there are 30,000 and it's the adad because it's 1,000 riyals. So it's adad and ma'adud. In this case, the number alf may be a number and a ma'adud at the same time in such examples as these. It has two roles to play. It has two roles to play. In one case, it's a ma'adud for the number before, and in the second case, it's the adad for the ma'adud that follows it. Okay, then we have mi'atu alfi riyalin, 100,000 riyals. Okay, another example. And in this case, we have alf, in this case, is the ma'adud for mi'a, right? And likewise, it's the adad for riyal. And the number mi'a and alf, the ma'adud for it is always singular, majroor. The numbers, mi'a and alf, the ma'adud are always going to be singular, mufrad, majroor. It's majroor because it's in idafa. So you say mi'atu alfi. In this case, it is what? The ma'adud for mi'a. And then you say alfi riyalin, 1,000 riyals. It is the adad for riyal. So these are examples of alf being both an adad and a ma'adud. It's the ma'adud for the number before it, and it's the adad for the ma'adud that follows it. In these examples, the word alf, or alaf, is a ma'adud with regard to the previous number, and is in a number with regard to the following word. Anyway, inshallah, you have time to look at that a little bit carefully. If it's not clear yet, inshallah, you read it again, it'll become clear. I know everybody's tired now, we're almost at the end of the time. Let's just finish this up, inshallah. Next week, we go into detail with some reading exercises and things. Number five, if the number is mudaf, and it has no tanween, then the ma'adud is mentioned. If the number is mudaf, it has no tanween when the ma'adud is mentioned. It has no tanween if it has a ma'adud that's mentioned. And it has tanween when the ma'adud is omitted. Okay, so what we're saying here is that because of idafa, if the mudaf ilayh is mentioned, if it's mentioned, it would not take tanween. But if the mudaf ilayh is not mentioned, then it will take tanween. So we have, for example, in the question, kam riyalan indaka, the answer, andi asharatun. Andi asharatun. Here, the mudaf ilayh is not mentioned, so it takes tanween. But if you answered and mentioned the mudaf ilayh, you would say, kam riyalan indak, andi asharatu riyalatin. Here it doesn't take tanween. Why? Because if the mudaf ilayh is mentioned, then the mudaf never takes alif lam or tanween. Never takes alif lam or tanween. So whenever you have this number with its mudaf ilayh, it can't take tanween. But if the mudaf ilayh is understood and it's not mentioned, then it will take tanween. Okay, the mudaf ilayh can be understood, not mentioned, then it will take tanween. Indi asharatun. How many riyals do you have? I have 10. Asharatun. How many riyals do you have? I have 10 riyals. Now, you mentioned in the mudaf ilayh, you have to delete the tanween. Become ishtarayta hadhihi as-sa'ata. For how much did you buy this watch? How much did you pay for this watch? Become ishtarayta anta hadhihi as-sa'ata. You may answer, bi alfin ya akhi. Or you may answer, bi alfi riyalin. Bi alfi riyalin. So in the case that you mentioned the mudaf ilayh, the tanween is deleted. If the mudaf ilayh is not mentioned, then the tanween comes into play. Bi alfi. Bi alfi. Because it's understood. The last example they gave, kam riyalan turidu. Okay, in the first example, asharatun was marfu'un. In the second example, alfin is majrurun. And in this case, alfan is mansubun. So they gave examples for this rule, in each case with the number being marfu or majrur or mansub. Kam riyalan turidu? Ishrina alfan, ya akhi. Yani, the meaning of this is what? Uridu ishrina alfan, ya akhi. So ishrina here is the maf'ulun bi. Even though we're not mentioning the verb, the fail, but we're understanding that he means uridu ishrina alfan. Here, alfan has tanween because its mudafun ilay is not mentioned. But if you mention the mudafun ilay, uridu ishrina alfa riyalin, so in this case, alf, here, it is not taking tanween. It's not taking tanween because it's mudafun ilay is mentioned. So instead of saying alfan, you're saying what? Alfa, without the tanween, because the mudafun ilay riyalin is mentioned here. Basically, what they're saying here is that the number, when it is in idafa, if the mudafun ilay is mentioned, it can't take tanween, because mudafun ilay never takes alif lam or tanween. If the mudafun ilay is not mentioned, then it can take tanween, no matter if it's marfoon with dhamma, or mansubun with fatta, or majroon with kasra. It can take tanween. The number, naam. Fayyib. Uridu ishreena alfa. What is alfa in this sentence? Uridu ishreena alfa. First of all, alfa, right, is mufrad and mansub. Why is it mufrad mansub? Because it's the tamyiz of ishreen, uqood. Remember the tamyiz of the uqood is always singular mansub. Why is it mansub? Because it's tamyiz for the uqood. Five. Last point here in this lesson, reading the number. While reading the number, it is better. Is it mandatory? No. It is better, preferable. It is better to start with the units, the ones, and then go to the tens, and then to the hundreds, and then to the thousands. For example, 6,543, it is better to read it as 3 and 10, yani 40, and 500 and 6,000, in that order. Yani starting with the units, the ones, and then the tens, and then the hundreds, and then the thousands. So it would be read, if the ma'adud is masculine, then the adad 3 is going to be feminine, right? So you would say, thalathatun wa arba'una. The uqud doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter if the ma'adud is masculine or feminine, right? It's going to remain the same. So you say, thalathatun wa arba'una wa khamsumiyatin wa sittatu or sittatu alafi riyalin. Okay, you're starting with the ones, thalathun, thalathatun, then you're going to the tens, wa arba'una, then you're going to the hundreds, wa khamsumiyatin, and then you're going to the thousands, sittatu alafi riyalin, the ma'adud. So that's if the ma'adud is masculine. Then the adad, the 3, has to be feminine. And then you go to the tens, then you go to the hundreds, and then you go to the thousands. Okay, if the ma'adud is feminine, you say thalathun wa arba'una wa khamsumiyatin wa sittatu alafi rubiyatin. Rubi is feminine, so thalathun is masculine. As far as the rukud, it doesn't change. And khamsumiyah also not going to change. And sittatu is because, sittatu is feminine because what? Its ma'adud is masculine. The numbers from 3 to 10, the adad and ma'adud are opposite. The only thing that's changing here is pretty much rubiya is feminine, so the number 3 has to be masculine. With rial, it's masculine, so the number 3 has to be feminine. And this is the end of what we wanted to cover here. If there's any question, we can take it. Otherwise, inshallah, next week we'll go into this lesson in detail. We'll read the text of the lesson in the beginning. And go through the exercises which clarify all of these points. Exercises for all of these points. Anyway, most of this we have taken before, so we should be familiar with it. But some of it maybe really didn't stick, or we probably forgot. Maybe we knew it then and now we forgot. So, yani, the purpose of this lesson really is like a review. Okay, these numbers have to be reviewed. And what you will learn from studying this lesson is that whatever you learned before, when we took it, and you didn't practice it, you will have forgotten it by now. And that's what's going to happen after this lesson. If you don't use it, you're going to forget it. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. The numbers have to be used. If you don't use them, you will forget them. If you don't use them, you will forget them. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك